Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries is urging farmers in South St. Elizabeth to take precautionary measures against the beet army worm. We give you the details after the break. I am Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on!
Hey.
He might hear the
what? What he might listen to all? Me can't hear it from right, yes.
He might even hear the man blowing car horn, you know? He might go get licked!
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh! I dead him dead, you know?
God, you lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Farmers in South St. Elizabeth are experiencing an unusually high beet armyworm population in their fields. The increase is due to excess production, which has seen mature crops remaining in the fields for longer periods. When this happens, pest management practices are relaxed, and this leads to infestation. The current infestation of the pest is concentrated in small pockets in Petra Plains, Bull Savannah, and Junction in the parish. In light of this, farmers are advised to intensify the monitoring of their crops to at least 2 to 3 times each week.
Look out for egg sacs. When you see an egg sac, it will contain 50 to 150 eggs. So going through and crushing those egg sacs will make sense. So it is important that they go through those farmers who do hand picking. Once you see the egg sacs, crush them.
Acting Senior Plant Health Specialist at RADA, Francine Webb. The beet armyworm can have a debilitating effect on onion and scallion cultivation and the livelihood of farmers. And farmers are urged to act early as timing is important. Farmers are urged to refrain from leaving mature crops in the field as this increases the availability of food for the worms. They're also encouraged to apply only recommended chemical treatment that is environmentally friendly to their fields.
The best time for chemical intervention with this pest is with the first 2 stages. So if you miss that and you see the very large worm, the chemicals are not going to be very effective, which is why we are trying to get the farmers now to look out, because if they miss the first 2 growth stages of the worm, it's going to be even more difficult to try to manage the population.
Acting Senior Plant Health Specialist at RADA, Francine Webb. If there's a noticeable increase in the beet armyworm population, farmers are to contact their Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA Extension offices. For further information, farmers can contact the nearest RADA office or the Research and Development Division Plant Protection Unit at Bowdoin's Research Station in St. Catherine at 983-2267 or 983-2281, RADA toll-free at 1-888-ASK-RADA. That's 1-888-275-7232 and RADA St. Elizabeth at 966-2285 or 966-2232. The proverb for this morning is, "Stranger no walk a back door." Translation, strangers do not walk at the back door. This means that only your friends can hurt you, as your enemies cannot get near to you.
Hi, I'm Andrew Holness, leader of the opposition. Reading to our children helps to expand their knowledge base, as your world of imagination will become open to the many wonderful stories that abound. It is through reading that our children develop better literacy, numeracy, and reasoning skills. It is a fact that children who are read to and who themselves read have better educational outcomes and keep a very active mind right up to old age. As the old adage says, reading maketh a full man, so too can it make a full boy and girl.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. So I learned to
depend on me. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.